Hello, my name is Wilbur. I'm a little fox who lives in a den with my five sisters and brother, and then my mom and dad. And my two friends, Stardust and Moonlight. Stardust is a horse, and Moonlight is a dragon. Sit around and I'll tell you a story about the intruders. One day I was in my bedroom getting ready for going over to Moonlight's house when I heard shovels on my roof. I ran into the kitchen and yelled to my mom, "Mom, there's intruders!" She said, "Go run and get your five sisters and brothers and grab Dad from his work in the yard." I ran outside. It was too late. All I saw was a fox paw. I ran back into the kitchen. I yelled to my mom, "Dad's gone!" And my mom told me to run and get your sisters and brother. "We can go run through the grass and get your best friends and get out of here." So we ran through the grass, grabbed my best friends, and then we ran and ran right into a net. The net captured us. One of my little sisters were too small to stay in the net holes. She dropped on the grass. Oof. My mom said, "Go run and get Mrs. Beaver. She could chew the gnat so we could get out." So my little sister ran right around the corner. Then she came back, strange two-legged, holding her in his hands. And then he loaded him up in this weird thing with four legs. It was really bumpy and we were in bags. Oof! I landed into the back of the weird thing. We drove off. I had a tour in my bag and I looked out. We drove over to this house. A weird den that was on top of the ground. This strange two-legged walked out and stepped on the porch. And then the other man said, they speak in a strange language.
"Do you have them?"
"Yeah, they're in the back of my truck."
And then they took the bag that I was in. We went down this up and downy hallway into a cold area. We were put in a crate in the cold area. It was underground because there was a hole, but I couldn't see the sky. After a long time, we heard the door crack. It was a strange animal walked and jumped up onto the table that my crate was in and said, "No, you are going to get killed. Your fur as a coat and your tail as a scarf. I don't believe you." "Well, it's true." The strange animal jumped off the table and went out the door. I was scared. Then I heard something on the roof. It didn't sound like shovels that I heard in my bedroom. It sounded like teeth. Two beavers landed on my table. "We're going to get you out," as they clawed through the bars of my crate. Just enough so I could slip out. They did it for my friends too. Then we jumped down onto my crate and out the hole that they made. Then we got all moonlights back in the beaver stick. And then we flew back to Secret Kingdom. Our village was destroyed. But everyone was safe. And we started building the houses back. I was still very droopy after that, 'cause my dad had never returned.